This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Minnesota. The Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers Reunion. I'm looking at a McCormick Farmall right now making the rounds. That's right, a Farmall. How about that? Kind of fun. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers Reunion is a bit of an annual tradition for us. We've been coming a few years and enjoyed a great deal. We're going to talk a little bit about today on the program. We also have Congressman Kevin Cramer for the full hour and a talk radio town hall. A new poll out on measure number 3. Do you know what measure number 3 is on the ballot? Talk about that a little bit as well today on the program. And anything else you'd like to chat about on our Friday edition of What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Where else can you find train rides with a big 353 locomotive and a miniature railroad? A giant working steam engines, shovels, actually, show. I mean, they're out there doing projects, antique gas engines, steam carousel rides, horsepower, plowing, tractor pulls, blacksmith, foundry, sawmills. They have pioneer living exhibits. That's kind of cool. You know, normally a pioneer village, you go in, you see the building, you know, it's okay, used to be a hotel, I get it, all right, I'm out of here. This is actually their, you know, they're making soap, and they're doing actual things they do in a pioneer village. So you get to see all kinds of things, so it's kind of neat. And this year they're featuring home-built agriculture equipment and Galloway gas engines. They have the very first Steiger tractor ever built here at Rolog. You can see that, baby. It's kind of cool. All kinds of amazing local inventions. So a lot to talk about at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, Rolog, Minnesota. What a half-hour, 45-minute drive east of Fargo in the rolling hills of western Minnesota, and it is absolutely beautiful. Really beautiful out here. You got to come check it out. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is alongside us here. Daniel, taking your calls when you call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Todd, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
You ready for a Labor Day weekend?
I am going to go see my dad, check up on him, see how he's doing down there in the Twin Cities, and chillax a little bit, maybe. How about you?
Chillax a little. Yeah, mowing. Mowing at the lake. That'll be one thing on the agenda.
Living on the edge there.
For sure. Yeah, exactly right. I will be here on Monday. Kind of looking forward to that. In fact, we're going to have a little fun on Monday, and you can think about this between now and then. I want to hear a story about either your favorite job or your first job. I was kind of thinking, what was your first job? That'd be, kind of fun to talk about. Your first ever job. It's Labor Day.
You ever had a job other than radio? Because, I mean, you've done radio since you were about, what, a month old, something like that?
Not quite a month, but yeah, I've been around as long as I can remember. Have I had another job? Yes. The answer to that is yes. One of them was very short-lived, and the other one was, my parents saying, yeah, you're going to work at the radio station, but you're going to get paid like the rest of the family, meaning not very much, so you probably should go out and do something else. And a buddy of mine was busing tables at a country kitchen in Montevideo. So I did that. And, you know, I have to tell you, I'm glad I did it, because it wasn't easy. But I enjoyed it, you know. I mean, just kind of had fun doing it, and also realized that even though mom and dad are in the business, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do it. And I, of course, was getting paid what family members get paid, peanuts, you know. So that was kind of cool. Now, here is the one that really stunk. I don't know how I got talked into this, but some buddy of mine said, let's go out and work at a turkey farm.
Oh, there you go.
And, yeah, and I think I lasted a half a day. Literally. So that was the shortest one ever. I'm not doing this.
Kept missing the neck, or what happened?
Ah, yeah. I mean, I don't think we had to move them, as I recall. I wasn't doing anything with the, sending them to their maker, but
or their oven or whatever.
I just remember, like, I had jeans and they were all ripped up, and my shirt's all ripped up, and you know, I'm like, this is awful. I'm not doing this. So I really did, you know, quit way too early.
It's not for everybody.
I'm not doing this. Not. So those were two things to answer your question that I did outside of the, you know.
Can I give you mine now? Because I'm not going to be here Monday.
Yes, please do.
Two first jobs. The old World War II searchlights that they used to use for advertising, and some places still do. Used to run those, and that was always fun because you'd get people, you know, with the deer in the headlight looks like, wow, what's this big thing? And it explained it to
them. This was your first job?
Yep.
Wow, and that's a pretty cool first job.
Yeah, that was a very cool first job. And then Mr. Steak. When's the last time you went to one of those?
Mr. Steak, how about that? Yeah, well, actually, my parents...
Everybody should do the restaurant thing at some point in their lives, right?
Here's a radio connection to Mr. Steak. My parents had a Mr. Steak, actually a radio station in an old Mr. Steak in Chartel, Minnesota. How about that?
Wow.
Anyway, Monday, listen in. We'll have some fun, and I've picked out a couple of jobs that I think are the coolest ever that I'm going to... talk with the folks about, so stay tuned for that, too. We'll have a good time. Let's take some calls here on What's On Your Mind Friday edition. Justin in Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
I just wanted to talk about all the federal wages and stuff. I know that lady was a little upset, or Ellen, or whatever her name is, but, you know, I think that we need to be thankful for Trump's economy. All this building in Fargo and Moorhead and the area, just drive around, and if you got a problem with that, I mean, I don't get it. Things are going so well. And if it wasn't for Trump, we'd be shutting down construction and everything by now.
I agree with you. That's the disconnect, even in his height camp race. You know, there's look at this height camp race right now. She run around telling about how bad things are, how awful they are. I mean, so let's say you want to raise taxes and then things will be better. You know, I mean, wow.
Being a Trump supporter is like being on a winning basketball team. If you don't want to play and if you can't win, get on the bench. And I got a friend up in Mohall that's a good friend of mine and went to college with too. And he said there's a lot more activity up on the border as far as Mexicans and stuff go. So I'm not opposed to building a wall in the north either. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't doubt that Hillary and Schumer are flying Mexicans up to Canada and sneaking down to vote. That's not above them.
And I would love to have somebody tell me with a straight face that the difference of opinion between Chuck Schumer and Hillary and, you know, Obama and the left and Republicans. I'd love to have them tell me that the differences are not about the Democrats wanting more voters. It's so blatantly obvious. It's unbelievable. It is, you know, they go into hives every time you talk about voter ID. It's just, I mean, how can you explain that other than to say they want more voters? Gene in Valley City, what's on your mind, Gene?
Good morning, Scott. Hey, you're at Rolog, and you worked on a turkey farm.
Yeah.
Well, I worked on a couple of different turkey farms when I was in high school. Hey, at Rolog, you got to check out the two Erickson tractors, excuse me, from Power City. They were built back in the early 70s. Erickson tractors from Roger Erickson from Power City built those.
Is that right? I'm going to go look at them, take a picture of them, just for you.
Yep. Well, I already took pictures of them on... a week ago when they were cleaning them up to go to Rolog. Hey.
There you go. I love it.
This morning on the news, Consumer Reports, drugs in the meat, beef, poultry, and pork. And that was the report. Now, this ought to bring forth a whole page full of questions. I won't read you the whole page, Scott. But aren't we paying USDA and the Food and Drug Department for this kind of thing?
I believe we are. Yeah.
I believe we are, too. I believe we are every April 14th, I believe we are. April 15th. Good grief.
So to understand this story correctly, you're saying Consumer Reports is saying in all these products, meat and poultry that you mentioned, they have a level of drugs in them that is exceeding what they're supposed to have.
Well, any level would be exceeding what I would want.
True.
But,
yeah, but I was just thinking if you know I don't know I
didn't these cows are calling over this report.
Sounds to me like they're barking.
Nobody says anything but the dog.
Yeah, I was just saying if you have cows that bark, I think we need to get a television crew over there.
There's a cow.
Oh, there they are. There they are. Yeah. Yeah. Clearly the cows are ticked at what the Consumer Reports is reporting, too. All right. That sounds like a good future program. We're going to mark that down, Gene. Thank you. Two Freds, one in Bismarck, one in Minot, when we come back.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those
it's Friday, so we got at least get one Frank in, right? Frankie Sinatra serenading you on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. So thankful you're listening. Appreciate you very much. And also our fine sponsors, including our friend Mike Lindell, who was just in Bismarck for 3 days. Nice of him to come to North Dakota. What a really neat thing. Michael Lindell, of course, is the founder. He is the inventor of MyPillow. And he told an amazing story about his own life and his addiction to crack cocaine. And it's only been a handful of years since he's been clean and come out of that and built this story and, you know, have thousands of employees around the country now. It's just pretty amazing. He also has a heck of a deal for our listeners. When you use the promo code Scott, you get two of the My Premium pillows, so they're the really good ones, and two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. It's a good deal. You call 800-506-9028 or you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, and up to 50% off everything they sell. The MyPillow mattress is really taking off. Pillow topper, too. A lot of our listeners have been reporting great things about that pillow topper. My pillow bed, the body pillow, the travel pillow, they have it all. And, of course, it's time to watch the kids and grandkids at all kinds of sporting events. Get the bleacher cushions. Those are fabulous. They work great for scooters and wheelchairs and boating and fishing, camping, hunting as well. You'll absolutely love them. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, up to 50% off the whole lot. So a couple of Freds here waiting to weigh in on the news of the day. This is Fred in Minot. Hello, Fred. What's on your mind? Fred, are you there?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Got Fred and Minot, go ahead.
Yeah, you can hear me okay?
I can, sir. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, good. Okay, look, I have a point to make here. When Hillary, but Heidi, I mean, when Heidi's running all of her ads, one of the ads that she runs, it says Heidi has supported deporting illegal aliens after they have committed a crime. Now, that's really a poignant point because I would like to see an ad where it shows all of these beautiful young or old people, whichever, that are U.S. citizens that has pictures of these people and say that Heidi supports these people being killed before she wants to deport the killers because that's what it amounts to.
You're not the first person that's raised that issue of saying, well, that's quite the statement to say once they commit a crime, then you're okay with deporting them. So it tells us more about our policy
That's horrible, you know.
Yeah, it's a good point, Fred. Thanks for the call. Fred in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, it's the Fred Show. Hey,
it is.
We work hard to elect these conservatives or quasi-conservatives or claim to be conservatives or whatever they are, but I'm failing to understand why we have a Republican president, a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and still we're funding Planned Parenthood, and still we're funding public radio. I know there are a lot of other issues that are more important and huge issues, but come on. I'm failing to understand why this cannot get done. Is it a failure on the part of the Republican leadership to even bring it up? Particularly in the case of Planned Parenthood, what an outrage that we continue to fund that organization. And here we've got, I mean, they ask for our vote, and we give them our vote, and we send these people to Washington. And what kind of, why are they so impotent to take care of this? I would like to have Kevin Cramer and maybe John Hoeven answer that question. We know where Heidi Heitkamp stands. She's going to want to fund it forever. But with conservatives there, what's their answer to this question? I'd sure like to know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll make it my first question for Congressman Cramer today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. He'll be here in about 30, 35 minutes, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Stay tuned and listen. The Republicans are voting for it, but they're not the problem. But unfortunately, it's a hill the Democrats like to die on, including, Heidi Heitkamp. She knows that issue. The pro-life issue is a very, very, very important issue to North Dakotans. North Dakotans are overwhelmingly pro-life. She knows that. But she believes so much in the money she gets and that issue that she doesn't care. She's going to high-five Chuck Schumer on the 20-week pain-capable abortion bill and vote most recently to continue to fund Planned Parenthood. But it's a hill the Democrats are willing to die on. That's what it is. But I'll ask Kevin for his take for you on this program. All right. Before we chat with some more callers on this fine Friday, what's on your mind? It's good to catch up again with Key Groshon, who is a steam tractor aficionado. that comes all the way from Missouri to the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion. That's how much fun he has. How are you, Keith?
I'm good, Scott. Glad to be here again this year. As I told you earlier, I'm 41st year to be here. This is a wonderful show, and I enjoy coming very much.
So it goes on the calendar every year. No way, no how, I'm going to be there.
From right now, I put it on next year's calendar, and this is a must-do.
That is great. What do you do when you're here?
Well, I work on mostly, actually, gas tractors. I've got a 2040 case that I drive here, keep here all the time. Then I have a 3060S Rumley that my son takes care of, and then we help around with other things. We really help with the plowing quite a bit, which will be tomorrow, hopefully, if it doesn't rain, if you all are kind and keep that rain cloud away from us. We'll try to plow with the big steam engines and tractors. And that's always a very impressive exhibit and one that the crowd seems to really enjoy doing. So we'll either plow Saturday if it doesn't rain today. If it rains a little today and we're able, we'll plow Sunday. But we'll do that. So I work on that and then just generally do other things around here as need to be, that I'm, you know, wherever I can help out. Good show.
I imagine you get a lot of conversations.
We do a lot of talking. That's one of the things that that you do here. This is sort of like a family reunion every year for those of us that are in the hobby. We meet here. This is a different group of people than I see a lot at home, where I live at home in central Missouri. So I always catch up. We spend a week catching up. A lot of Canadian friends come here, a lot of people from this area, from the Dakotas. This was a big, obviously, farming area, still is a very big agricultural area, and one of the things that they used here were the big prairie tractors and the big steam engines, and that's one of the things that drew me up here originally, was to see those. We just don't have those in the smaller farming farms that in the area where I was raised, so I just didn't know about those, and they were fascinating to me. I just loved to see them, and you got a really special exhibit this year with the home-built machines, because it highlights a couple things. One of them is the development of the larger propulsion systems in agriculture in the country, and how much of that was done in the Dakotas, right here around Fargo. You had some really, really talented farmers and blacksmiths and machinists that were trying every way they knew to make bigger and more powerful farm machinery to let them farm more efficiently, much more. And actually, really, I guess in some ways, before the farm equipment manufacturers begin to do that, like the Steiger, who came out, of course, with the first one. But if you go over in Steamer Hill, or the exhibit area this year, you'll see, oh, I don't know how many are over there now. There were about a dozen over there the last time I was over there. But the big articulated tractors that individual farmers were able to build on their own with just their own ingenuity. There's some extremely bright mechanical people that happened to be in this area in that period, from probably the late 40s, 50 to 1965.
And that display is unique. I've been here before.
It has not been here. There's been a couple, three pieces, but not the whole exhibit.
So yes. It's another great reason to be here.
Yes, sir.
Key Groshon. We'll be out there doing a little plowing with those steam tractors.
Yes, sir.
Having a grand time. Make sure you say hi. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
Glad you came back.
Thank
More
you.
After this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thorsen Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thorsen's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works, on how Gary Thorsen took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorsen Story. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A California man in federal custody after allegedly threatening employees of the Boston Globe newspaper.
Robert Chain was arrested by a SWAT team at his California home yesterday. They say he had allegedly called the Globe about 14 times earlier this month and threatened workers after the paper ran an editorial critical of President Trump. Chain appeared in court late yesterday and said to reporters,
"I'm making a statement."
Chain now expected to be extradited to Massachusetts to face charges.
"Now take a hike, you bozos."
Senator John McCain will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, and congressional leaders will hold a formal ceremony after his casket arrives. The rotunda then will be open for public viewing this afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
On your mind, live from Rolog, Minnesota. Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion today. Our annual broadcast from here, having a grand time. Good question or comment, give us a call at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Texture says, can I still go see President Trump next Friday? And why is he coming to Fargo? Quick answer on that, yes, you can go see the president. In fact, you should call Congressman Kramer's campaign office and find somebody to give you the answers on that. They'll get you there. As far as the Fargo thing, I don't know. I don't honestly know. I know politically, if you were to sketch this and say, well, Western North Dakota is strong Trump country. Big in favor of Trump, big in favor of Congressman Kramer, and all the polls we've seen. The eastern North Dakota area is the bigger challenge, and as I always say, get a little poisoned from Minnesota and that kind of blue wave over there, and then you got the colleges and just some things in the valley. It is what it is. It's been there for a while. That this is the area that you'd want to continue to Fargo would be the area you'd want to continue to shore up, but. I think, it's possible he'll be other places. I've also heard that he was wanting to come to Bismarck and intended to come to Bismarck, but the runway situation is challenging right now. It's under construction, and they could not get either of the aircraft that are normally used for Air Force One in there. So that might be another answer as well. But to your point on, can I still go, I really hope people realize that, this is the kind of event that doesn't come to many places. Every person running for something right now would kill to have the president. Any Republican would kill to have the president there. And he is coming to Fargo, North Dakota for an event they've done in other places that's rather intimate, 300 to 500 people in a reception that the president speaks to, and as well an opportunity to get a photo with the president. $5,400 for a couple, and then an actual roundtable event where you sit down and have a dialogue with the president. So, I mean, that's, in my mind, wow. And anybody can do that. Anybody. If that's something you want to do, you want to invest your dollars in helping a candidate, in this case, Kevin Kramer, or meeting the president and advancing your cause, it's an opportunity you have. I think it's pretty amazing. So, thanks for the question. Let's get back to some calls here as well. Ryan, north of Manning, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ryan.
Good morning. I just wanted to point out that Heidi is actually quite conservative. That she's in favor of deporting illegal immigrants after they've committed a crime. By the very nature of their name, they're illegal as soon as they have crossed the border, so she's in favor of deporting them right away.
But well, that's anyway. The other reason I think that statement is so odd, because you're exactly right. They broke the law by crossing into the United States illegally. I mean, that in of itself, you know, that issue ties Democrats into knots because they have an overwhelming urge to want the voters. Number two, they believe that it hurts Republicans with the minority vote, so they want to pander to that group. It's a sad sight, to tell you the truth.
And I'd also like to point out that it's not that I don't want immigrants, because my wife is Canadian, and we went through the process legally, and she's here on a green card now, and I'm totally in favor of immigration as long as they do it the right way. Totally takes away from everybody else when they do it illegally.
Great point. And we need additional people in our workforce that have a skill set. So, that's a lot of times where legal immigration is focused, where there's a particular need and a skill set. That's great. I'm right there with you. Couldn't agree anymore. This isn't about being anti-immigrant. It's about being anti-illegal immigrant. Very, very good point. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much, Ryan. Manning, North Dakota. That might be a new one for the map, Todd. I'm thinking that Manning might need a pen right now. Don't remember a Manning before. Bob in Valley City. What's on your mind?
I'd like to know how many times Congressman Kramer's been on the radio for that call-in show. How many years has he been doing that?
Todd's memory would be better than mine in that regard, but it's all of three.
Because he was on before I was on the show, so actually he's going back before me. But
yeah,
so that's going to be about 160 hours of questions from the public. And haven't you asked Heidi Heitkamp to be on there too, and she keeps refusing?
Yes, all the time. We ask repeatedly. She did come on a handful of times, and as soon as some of the questions came from the audience that were questions you'd expect from the audience on issues like are you pro-life, yes or no, then she didn't want to do it anymore. So,
well, I just want the people to know out there that I've called Congressman Kramer's office several times for help in some issues that I've had, and I've always got a cordial response, and they've always taken care of business. It hasn't always been successful, but at least they tried. And I just want people out there to know that anytime that you wanted to call Congressman Kramer, you had the opportunity on your show once a week for the past 3 years. And I've never tried to call Heidi Heitkamp. I've never had, but I've heard people on your radio show that have tried calling her, and they get not a very favorable response from her. So people should know that access is really important. And if you can call up your congressman and now hopefully the senator with questions and get answers, I mean, that's worth a lot. I think Congressman Kramer is the only one that does that.
Some good points, Bob. Appreciate the call. And I think that means something to North Dakotans. I really do. And I think that ultimately could end up being the difference in this race, because you can't deny what you just said about Congressman Kramer and his accessibility. He's been there. And when we asked for an hour, I honestly thought there's no way. We're not getting an hour every week. And, we got an hour every week. And the only media outlet that does. And it's because we have a statewide audience of people that are engaged and care about it. Let's see here. Daryl in Minot is next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yes, I got a simple question for you.
Lay it on me.
Well, I can't remember. It was last week. If it was CBS or NBC, but they had their famous for their polls, And they came up with this little poll where 57% of the Democrat Party is in favor of socialism. So my question is, how can any person claiming to be a genuine Democrat support socialism? How can anybody vote for them this time around?
That's an alarming statistic. I remember hearing that in the news. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If you're an American, I spent 20 years of my life keeping that out of this country, and I don't understand how anyone can support the Democrat Party with their non-platform that they have now and the socialist that they're headed for, full speed ahead going off the cliff.
Appreciate the call, Daryl, and the thoughts. I have another poll that may surprise you that I promised I would get to on measure number three. It's a doozy, so stay tuned for that coming up here in just a little bit. As I mentioned, where the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion goes through Labor Day. It's on. It's happening right now. Come on out. Fun for all ages. It is free for 14 and under, which is kind of neat, too, by the way. And they have everything you can possibly imagine. Train rides on the big 353 locomotive and miniature railroad, giant working steam engines. A few of those are going to be in the parade. They're going to be coming up in a little bit. Trust me, you're going to hear this no matter where you are because they are loud trains. And they are they're pretty darn fun. So, anyway, there's a lot here to like, and encourage you to check it all out and visit. Are you giving me our next guest, or do I have my? Where's my? Oh, there! You stole my paper. People stealing my stuff when I'm on the show. I can't believe it. Larry Mitchell is here. Larry is with Miniature Land. Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Scott?
Well, wonderful. So earlier I heard about Pioneer Village. And I'm like, Pioneer Village, you mean like, you know, different houses? And they're like, no, it's working, you know, Pioneer Village inside. I said, not been there before. Been here many years, never been there. I've never been to Miniature Land either. Where's Miniature Land?
It's right behind us. We're 50 yards right behind you.
Is that right? Right behind the admin building if you're trying to find us, which is where the parade starts. What is Miniature Land?
You know, years ago, a lot of the steam engineers, they made their own miniature steam engines. They did half scales or quarter scales or one-third scales, so working replicas of the full-size steam engines all put together in our little miniature land up here. It's a place to get the kids involved. So another thing in talking with kids' involvement and miniature land is where a lot of them started, but I just kind of want to touch a little bit about, in Rolog, the generations of families that have start out little kids, and they keep coming back to Rolog, whether it be back to Miniature Land, back to Pioneer Village, back to wherever. They find their roots wherever they got started, go full circle and do many areas of the ground. My particular family, we've got five generations that started here with my grandfather, or my parents, myself, now my son and daughter, and son-in-law and daughter-in-law, and our little grandkids. So there's five generations of us. First year that we've been in Miniature Land, I've been going down here since the 60s as a kid, and we've got full-size steam engines, but now my little granddaughter's kind of got wound up about the miniatures last year. Well, Grandpa had to follow along and get him a miniature steam engine to play with, so that's where we're going to be at this year. I have been by Miniature Land for many, many years, never been involved in it other than this year. Now we are.
Right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of it, absolutely.
That is really neat. Where do all these come from?
You know, everywhere. I would venture to say probably about every state in the United States has family either been here or and moved away or were involved coming here from different areas because of, well, first off, the tractors, the steam equipment, the show itself. I always think that, you know what, it's the tractors and it's the steam engines and everything like that that get us together. It's the people that bring us back every year after year after year. So I want to say that they come from everywhere. They come from wherever Grandma and Grandpa moved or whatever, but all across.
And do they stay here all year, or do people bring them back for the show?
There are some that stay here year-round on the grounds. There's campgrounds, and some are here. Most, though, would come back for the show, you know, for the 4 days, or some make it their vacation. And
what's your favorite?
Mine's steam engine, and after that, international tractors.
Amazing. How many total would you say, different displays?
Oh, gosh. There are, I don't even know. There's so many.
Nobody counted.
Yeah, 20, 30. There's trains. There's full-size trains. There's miniature steam engines. There's miniature tractors. There's full-size. There's everything.
That's amazing.
It has it all.
Thanks for sharing a little bit of the story, Larry. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Family affair for Larry Mitchell at Miniature Land, the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. Rolog, Minnesota goes through Monday.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indie Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response for my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up here in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. I promised an update on the Measure 3 ballot measure. I got to get that in here for you. I've been talking about it for a while, so I guess I have to do it. Todd will analyze it. I'll just tell you the facts. So we'll get Todd to give you the facts on it. What did you want to tell us about John McCain? Hi there.
Yes, good morning.
John McCain's military service, certainly worthy of respect and honor. However, as a senator, he supported three policies which are a blatant attack on America's sovereignty and on the founding principles of our constitutional republic. Number one would be his support for free trade with China, which has transferred trillions of dollars to the communist regime that runs China. It has resulted in our inability to compete with China, the rise economically of communist China, the decline of America, and our dependence on communist China for manufacturing goods. The second policy he supported would be this amnesty called comprehensive immigration reform, which is an attack on the rule of law, it's an attack on our sovereignty, and it incentivizes millions more immigrants to come illegally into our nation. Third policy.
All right, that's a pretty good list. I don't have time for any more of the list, but I do agree with you. I don't think John McCain's record is perfect. But at this point, you say rest in peace, right? And turn the page. And I think what you're doing is important to sort of kind of counter a little bit of the mainstream media's parade on the situation. But nonetheless, I think I don't know. It's just too bad to me that the McCain family and Senator McCain decided to, take shots at President Trump and Sarah Palin around a funeral. Just a bad time to do it. Just a bad time to do it. Let's see here. Okay, so here's the poll results quickly, Todd, and then I'm going to talk with our next guest. This is a poll on Measure 3. Measure 3, there's two really bad measures out there. 1 and 3 are just absolute, in my mind, big N-O's, okay? Measure 2 is a no-brainer. That's the one that says you have to be a citizen to vote. But 3 is on legalized marijuana. Recreational marijuana. And so they did a poll on. The overall poll says 56% of North Dakotans are against. This is a forum poll. It's in the forum newspapers that did this. But so it's 56% said no. 38% said yes. Okay? So
okay, you've got more experience with forum polls than I do. You've got more experience with forum polls than I do. How accurate did they tend to be? Is there are a few famous instances where they blew it? But on average, did they tend to get it right?
Yeah, Oddney does a good job. Oddney does good work. It's a North Dakota firm, so I think it's fine. Here's the one I wanted you to analyze. So I told you, overall, 56 no, 38% yes. Among political party affiliation, they ask you what party, and then ask you your vote on the Measure 3. Democrats, 53% yes, 37% no among Democrats. How would you analyze that, Todd?
Well, pretty obvious that if you lean to the left, you're going to lean toward a yes on that one and vice versa.
Okay, all right. And we'll be taking other suggestions as we go throughout the program and following that issue. Jerry Christensen is here, and Jerry Christensen is taking part in one of the displays we talked about here at the Western Minnesota Steamthrushers reunion, the home-built agriculture equipment. How are you, Jerry?
Doing pretty well, Scott. Thanks for you and the crew coming out again this year. It's always grand to have you here.
We really appreciate that. We like being here. And I understand you've got a great lineup of home-built equipment to look at, huh?
I can't take much credit for that. There's another member, Dennis Peterson is his name, down in the Millen area that really spearheaded this one. And we often think about the things that we buy, they come from some factory somewhere. But a lot of this stuff started right out in somebody's backyard. Steiger tractor, how big are they? The very first one was built in the Steiger family barn up near Thief River Falls. And we've got Steiger number one here on the grounds today. His permanent home is at Bonanzaville, but they let it come out here to play with us. And that's just one example of home built. John Deere. John Deere was first a blacksmith, built a plow, iron plow that would scour. That's pretty close to home built if it's just in one-man blacksmith shop. So I think that's probably one of the things we're celebrating, is that so much of what we see in our life started out as that home built. I saw a need and I built it. So often though, here in our farming community, farmer A builds something for himself. Yep, it works. doesn't do any marketing. He just uses it and uses it up. Never goes anywhere with it as far as international.
Farmer 2 sees it and says, I want one of those, huh?
That can happen, and I think that's part of what happened for the Steigers. You know, Farmer 2 saw it, and now we know what Steiger got to be. There's another group here there, that I know of, I should say. There's three friends, and I think between the three of them, they built four different homemade tractors. Never sold them to anybody. They just used them on their own farm. Well, since they went quit farming, at least one of them has been sold. But
and that's the kind of things that are on display here.
That's what's on display. Some of it looks like it's... I was out there with my serving welder doing turkey gob welding. Others of it looks like it came out of a factory.
Jerry, thanks a bunch for sharing the story.
Scott, it's always great. Thank you.
Take care.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.